Right now, we have more on the Pac-Man Jones situation. Details keep coming out about what happened last week. And you know, there was a security detail with Adam Pac-Man Jones that night at the Jewel Hotel. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is someone who says he was a part of that security detail. We've known him over the years as an usher at the American Airlines Center. He was also in charge of security out at the Cowboys training camp. It's Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Well, do you have me?
We got you.
Yes.
Oh, hello. It's certainly good to hear your beautiful voices.
Well, it's good of you to come on the show with us and talk about this. First of all, I got to say, I'm surprised that Jerry would put somebody of your advanced age on the Pac-Man detail.
Well, I was recommended to Mr. Jones by Mr. Cuban, who is a sports billionaire here in Dallas.
Yes, we know who Mark Cuban is.
And I was one of the bodyguards hired by Mr. Jerry Jones to look after what I guess is his son, Adam Pac-Man Jones. That's when I saw Adam Pac-Man Jones, I realized that there must have been an Arkansas billionaire in the wood pile somewhere. Well, this Pac-Man, he took me all over the town.
Uh-huh. He did.
He likes to party pretty hardy.
Mm-hmm.
He took me to several establishments of business where some of the women in the restaurants would get up on stage and begin to show their women's female breasts.
I don't know if that was a restaurant you were in.
It shocked me that these young ladies would do such a thing, but and they would even come over to you and begin to dance on your lap.
Whoa.
And this caused my tinkle stick to do a little dance.
All right. Jesse.
Jesse.
Now,
anyway.
You got to be careful what you say here, you know?
Yeah.
Now, and for the record, what's your name again, Jesse?
Jesse Sammy-Sue. Just call me Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's much easier just to call you Jesse.
Anyway, this Pac-Man Jones, he eventually orders me to... I was driving him, you understand. We were in my Park Avenue. And he orders me to drive my Buick over to the Jewel Hotel.
Uh-huh.
I never heard of any Jewel Hotel. I remember Holiday Inn.
Right.
I never heard of this place.
No.
So I go there, and they have a club there in the hotel. And I had to watch Pac-Man dance all sweaty and shirtless for about 30 minutes. Then he said he had to go to the bathroom because he had eaten about 3 pounds of barbecue brisket for lunch.
3 piles?
3 pounds.
Oh, pounds, sorry.
So he and I entered adjoining stalls and started some grunt warfare.
Oh, my gosh, Jesse.
So I'm screaming out in pain.
Pain?
And Pac-Man is whooping and hollering in the next stall. And he's yelling, "Oh, damn, Jesse, you got to see this."
Oh, my God.
He was acting a fool. But anyway, he exits the stall, and I leave my stall after having failed to move my innards. Well, Pac-Man has a wild look in his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And he says to me, he says, "Jesse, it's go time."
To you?
Yes. And he says, "Let's you and me fight until somebody breaks an umbrella figurine." I say, "Pac-Man, you've had too many of those go-go drinks." But then he attacked me and we started wrestling.
Oh, no. That's unfair.
Well, my WW2 training kicked in. And I started using some of my MMA techniques that I used against the Viet Cong in Germany.
Well, I'm sorry?
Wait a minute.
It became a beatdown. I scoreboarded his punk ass.
You smacked him down, did you?
Oh, Lord, we destroyed that bathroom. We was ripping toilets out of the floor and throwing them at each other. We were tossing each other through walls and leaving our outlines in the tile. We were ripping each other's clothing off, and we broke each other's arms. It was something else. And,
You're an octogenarian, aren't you? You can.
That's right. Sure enough. And finally, as we both lay there bleeding and gasping for breath, a butterfly flew through the room and caused a little bit of disturbance, and a little umbrella figurine tipped off the edge of the vanity and fell in slow motion to the floor and shattered.
Oh.
And that triggered the C4 that I had wired the room with. And the whole thing blew up, and that's when the cops came. And now the Cowboys don't have Pac-Man Jones anymore.
So that's the real story.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Sure enough. And if y'all want to go on the air with that, you can.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think we just did.
My permission.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for telling your side of the story and the whole Pac-Man Jones thing.
Well, thank you, John. I'd love to see you guys at my 87th birthday party.
We'll be there.
All right. We're going to play a little Choctaw Bingo.
Okay. All right. We'll see you.
Good morning to you now.
We'll see you later. There's Jesse the Usher. Apparently was part of the Pac-Man security team. 848 here on Sports